Blog Talk Radio.
Reality show, Manic Monday. Yes, we have a great lineup today, but let's kick it off with the music.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my Monday. I don't have to run today. Just another manic Monday. Hey, hey, wish it was
And welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa. What a weekend! We have some good feed talk. We got some good show talk. There's lots to talk about. But the chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk to Big Brother, 347-237-5506.
Hi, everyone. It's August 18th, 2014. I want to thank you all for being here with us on the Rad Reality Show Network. I'm Cherry Garcia, and we're about to start the Manic Monday show with host Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10, a.k.a. the Portuguese Princess. She's got an incredible show lined up for everyone tonight with special guest JoJo Spadafora from Season 14 of Big Brother and Suzette Amaya from Big Brother Canada, Season 1. We're going to be talking about all things Big Brother 16, and we've got a few other topics as well lined up for tonight. Our phone lines are going to be open, so if you want to call in and talk to Michelle, JoJo, and Suzette, just dial 1-347-237-5506, and don't forget to press the 1 to let us know that you want to come up on air with us. Myself and Paul from Minnesota will be co-hosting tonight. I want to say hi to all the chatters joining us in the chat room and listening to us on your computers, your iPhones, or however you're listening to us. We just appreciate you guys. Let's go out to Paul and see how he's doing up in Minnesota real quick, and then we'll start the show. Paul, what's going on up in Minnesota?
Hey, Cherry. Hey, listeners, not too much news up here. I'm still in a mode of, as I've mentioned on previous shows, I put together this slide presentation, scanning a whole bunch of photos from my parents' 70th wedding anniversary, and I have continued in that huge project even after the fact to make what I did even better, and so that's kind of where I've been at recently, and other than that, haven't been watching the feeds as much as I used to, but certainly I'm aware of things going on in the Big Brother house. I got to get back into them, though. Maybe some of our people listening right now could fill us in on anything feed related that we don't bring up tonight. So,
I know we've got some live feeders out there that will be happy to call in and keep us up to date. So let's play our host intro song and get her up on air with us. Here we go, folks.
Oh, you want to play with magic?
Portuguese.
The Portuguese princess, Michelle Costa.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl. That's right, Cherry, the Portuguese princess from Providence, a little suburb called Cumberland. And speaking of Cumberland, go Cumberland Little Leaguers. Woo, woo. That's all I got to say. Win that World Series. Yeah.
Whoa. Fill us
yes.
in, Michelle. What are they? Are we
They're
seeing
in the
them
final.
Even on?
They're in
Whoa.
The final. Yeah,
Where's
it's going
go?
On right now. They have, like, to win this next game, which is today. I think it's at 7:30 or something. And if they
wow.
don't win, they're out. It's elimination
so
time.
Cool.
So, yeah. So they're doing really, really good. And, you know, obviously, Cumberland, that's where, you know, I live. And so I'm excited. Go Cumby. Anyway.
Go what?
Everybody,
Cumby?
We say Cumby, yeah. That's what we say in Cumberland.
Oh.
Go Cumby. Yes, so, but you know what, everybody, I'm sure you probably had just a wonderful Monday. Probably a lot of you out there are coming home from work and settling in, and this is going to be your best part of Monday. You know, usually Mondays are not good until it gets to Manic Monday time, that's right. So we are here to have some fun tonight, to talk Big Brother 16. We have the fabulous JoJo calling in, and she's always so wonderful and has so much to say, and she has a lot to say from what I hear. So I can't wait. And Miss Fabulous Suzette, we've missed her.
We've got somebody
hey,
on the switchboard
boy.
That is dying to talk to you right now. I don't know what
oh.
about, but he's having a fit to be brought up on the switchboard right now.
Okay.
So I don't know what this is about, but here we have him, Mr. Chi-Town Joe.
Yeah, are you ready for it tonight? You're playing Chicago tonight, your team in Cumberland.
Oh, my goodness.
You're playing Chicago, so what are we betting on?
Oh, my goodness. So obviously a blowjob. No,
yeah, really?
I'm just joking.
I know you are.
I wanted to see if everybody was awake out there, and I think Paul's awake. let's see.
It's on ESPN.
Next time we see each other, we'll owe each other a drink and a shot. A shot off the belly.
Oh, you know I don't drink anymore. Ah, lunch with you would be nice or something.
Well, it doesn't have to be alcoholic. It's a belly shot of juice or whatever.
Okay, well, we can do something like that.
No, you come up with something good and let me know, but doesn't the game start at 7:30? We have to do this quick.
No, it starts at 8 o'clock, your time.
Okay.
And it's
all
on ESPN.
Joe, did I see, I think I saw on some coverage, are they from the South Side?
Yes, they are. And they
are
goodness. An incredible team. And they have a outdoor watching party in the field of maybe about 4,000 people.
They did a piece about them, and they talked about how these are kids from really bad neighborhoods, and this is giving them an opportunity to this should be great.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
feel so bad
but,
when we
but
beat
you
them.
Know what? No. I think whoever loses tonight is out.
Yeah.
So it's a make or break game.
It's an elimination match. That's what
it
is.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so it's going to be good, but I'm ready for it, according
I'm
to your
music. I'm excited for them. I mean, imagine being that kid, you know, just in that baseball uniform on that field with the team, and you're in the World Series Little League, and you guys both have an amazing voyage of getting there, and you know what? They both deserve a round of applause for just being where they are. So.
Oh, I agree with that, for sure. But
yeah,
that's
already,
why I wanted
already
to
won.
Get you before you started talking to the other girls.
Well, you know what? We'll have to think about that. I don't know. Would you have any ideas?
I don't know. I think both teams are going to be great. They're fighter teams, and they're up and coming, and and it's been a long time, I know, since, I don't know Cumberland's record, but we haven't been there since 1983. So
Cumberland's pretty good. I think they've been there a few times.
Right. So, I mean, it's going to be a great game. This city is pumped for this game. It is pumped for this game. You know, the mayor is handing out and making T-shirts and handing them out for free on the south side to travel, probably, although he won't get reelected, but, you know.
Well, at least he's trying. He's trying anything at this point.
What can I say? But I just wanted to interrupt you. I'm going to be watching the game and listening to you.
All right.
So.
Well, keep updating us, you know, on the chat and let us know what's going on because I'm going to be, you know.
I know you're on the air.
On.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Well,
sorry
you,
to bother
Joe.
You all, but I love you, and
love
I'll hold you
Joe.
To that bet.
Which one? There was a lot going out there. There was
and
a lot going out there.
And I love you, Terry. Keep your head down tonight with this
thank
stuff.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
I love you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Love you, babe. That's the other thing we want to get to before we actually get to Big Brother 16 talk. And just to let you guys all know out there, there will be spoilers and swears. So, don't say we didn't tell you. That's just how we roll. Cherry, there is so much going on, and as we all know, watching it, you know, through the news and stuff, you know, you see certain things, you know, but Cherry being so close, she can give us more of a in-depth story about what's going on in Ferguson, St. Louis area. What? Cherry, oh my God, I'm just glad that you guys are far enough away, but it's getting crazy out there.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, they just arrested another reporter just a few minutes ago, another journalist, and so that's got everybody up in arms. They brought in the National Guard today, and a few other things have been released today. Autopsy reports have been released today, at least from one autopsy, and the reports of one of the officer's friends that called into a radio station.
Oh,
and
I heard this.
The way he told it to her and how she understood the whole situation and how it went down was reported to CNN today, and that's been told over and over again on CNN today. And
well, what did he say? Because I haven't seen it, so oh my God, this is crazy.
Well, she reports that he initially pulled up and told them to get out of the street. When he was, you know, talking to them like out of the street, he overheard the report come over his radio about the strong-arm burglary of the cigars in the store. He noticed them holding, you know, what looked like the cigars from the store, and he started questioning them about them. Apparently, then this kid came over to his vehicle and kind of what he called charged him or whatever and punched him in the face, and they started wrestling while the cop was supposedly still in the store. And she said they started kind of wrestling for his gun, and at one point the gun was actually still in his holster but was actually pointed toward his hip while they both were wrestling for his gun. And I don't remember exactly how it was all told, but anyway, apparently she said the kid did punch him, and then he ran, and the cop got out and told him to stop, and I don't remember if she said he fired a shot or something. But anyway, then he turned around and he started running back toward the officer. Paul, do you remember
exactly how? He actually, what I heard is that the gun had gone off in the struggle in the car or something like that, which certainly could be proved with forensics. But when he got out to chase him, Michael turned around and said something along the lines of, "You're not going to shoot me. You're not going to shoot me."
And then
what do they call that? A bum rush?
A bum rush.
That's the term.
But wasn't he shot 6 times? Is that true?
Yeah, most were in the arm. I think 4 shots hit him in the arm.
Wow. So that would be like him, like, trying to run away.
No.
All of them were in the front. None of them were shot. He was not ever shot in the back. All shots hit him in the front.
So what this friend said is that he started running right at the police officer, and that's when he really started shooting.
He had no weapon, though, like...
No.
Like, correct? So he could see, if they were in a struggle, that he didn't have a weapon. Have they released the name of the officer yet, or do they still have that?
Yes,
okay,
they have.
Okay, and is he in the witness protection program?
They also released a video of Michael actually taking the cigars from the
convenience store of some sort.
Yeah, it's like a little shop there. And he actually shoved and, I don't know, kind of got rough with the owner of the store. He shoved him into a rack, and the owner came out and, you know, said, "You've got to pay for those," and Michael shoved him couple times, and so they have that video, and each time any of these things gets released, it causes an uproar, you know.
Well, I mean, that doesn't give them a reason still to shoot him. I mean, the police officer didn't know that, but that doesn't give him a reason to shoot him. He should be able to subdue him. Unless, like, you know, what you guys call the bum rush, I'm imagining all of them were coming at the cop, right? Was there a bunch of them and they were going after the cop, or was it just Michael?
There was him and his friend, and apparently Michael had just fought with him over the gun. One shot had already gone off in the car. He had punched the officer in the face. Officer's face was swollen, and then when he got out of the car and told Michael to stop, he said, "You're not going to shoot me, you're not going to shoot me," and then I don't know what a bum rush is, but I'm taking it to be like
okay, Cherry, a bum rush is similar to after he shoved the clerk, he turned around and kind of, you know, puffed out his chest and kind of started, you know, going towards him. Remember that part of the video in the store?
So you see the video, like, they actually show, like, him doing that, like...
Yeah.
And his friends being involved. Oh, that's crazy. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, Jason kind of put it in the right way. It's when somebody comes after you fast. It's like a threatening charge.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was more like with your head down and, like, more like a tackle rush, or...
Now, do police officers, do all of them carry tasers?
I don't know. Just like...
Because that could be a taser, like a tasering moment.
Just like if there had been a dash cam, you know, you would think that in most, you know, police cars in today's world, there would be a dash cam. That would, you know, more tell the story of what happened here. But this officer didn't have a dash cam.
I thought all police vehicles are supposed to have a video dash cam.
They do not. The officer does not have a dash cam.
Interesting.
You know, this is a small community. You know, it's just outside of St. Louis. It's a small community. It's not a big city. It's a small little community. And they probably don't have the funding to put dash cams in all of their vehicles.
Yeah.
And,
well, I'm sure they'll find the funding now. You know, there's always, it always happens where, you know, something tragic has to happen in order for things to evolve. But you know what? Unfortunately, that's like, it's like the positive out of the negative. You know, things like that have to happen in order for things to change. But it doesn't seem like it's letting down. I mean, you know, the military is being sent over there. Have you seen anything near you?
Not necessarily near me, so to speak. I'm kind of concerned, you know, where my husband works. There has been some looting. You know, my husband gets off late at night. But, I mean, there's things happening all across this nation now because of this case. I know,
yeah.
You know, there was going on over the weekend in cities across this nation. And I think it's important. I'm glad they sent in the National Guard, and here's why. There is such a terrible relationship between the community and the police force in Ferguson and the surrounding communities right now. There's no trust. You know, they think the police are out to get them, and they have no trust within the police force. And right now, I think that if the National Guard comes in and lets the police go out and try to mend some of the fences in a nice way, shake their hands, become their friends, say, we're here to help you, not hurt you, and the National Guard take charge of the enforcement part of it.
Yeah.
Maybe
like have a neutral party.
Maybe that will mend some fences. Maybe, and I'm hoping that's their thought. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if that's their thought or not. I'm hoping it is. But there needs to be some mending of the fences between the community and the police, because it's like oil and vinegar right now. They just clash. They look at each other, and there's tension. And
yeah, maybe you can talk a little bit about this, Cherry, because you're there. And we've seen the looting and stuff. And you made a point before we went on the air to let us know that it's only a small group that's doing this ridiculous looting that has nothing to do with the topic of why these people are protesting but rioting at this point. But you have these people looting, and you were saying something about how all these buildings are destroyed. But can you talk a little bit about that?
They've taken, there's almost no businesses left in Ferguson that haven't been hit. They've wiped them out. They had a Quick Trip, which people there said they love to have that Quick Trip there. They could stop and get gas, you know, to go on to college or go on to school or go on to their workplace or whatever. They could get a cup of coffee. They could get a snack or whatever at Quick Trip and go on about their day. And that's gone. That was first looted, and then they burned it to the ground. And
wow.
Then the Ferguson Market, which is where the cigars were stolen from, and all this first started. That was looted and completely torn up. I mean, it's a mess, and there's nothing left to it. Tire stores, beauty salon places, beauty supply stores, Taco Bells, just anything that you could imagine that was there has just been torn to pieces. They've looted it. They've broken all the windows, shoe stores. are empty. They've taken every piece of merchandise out of them. They've just broken all the doors, windows, and they're just empty.
That's so sad.
Those are local businesses, and a lot of those businesses will not be able to return. And the thing that they've done is they've taken jobs away from their own local communities.
Yeah,
and
it makes no sense.
Sad. And the thing is, a lot of those are not local people. So, you know, those are outside people. So they come into Ferguson and hurt the local community of Ferguson, and they've used this as just a way to get free stuff, and it had nothing to do with Michael Brown and this, you know?
And I know his family has talked out about how they are just so against this, and, you know, this is not what they want. You know, at this time, you know, with everything going on, you know, that's the last thing they want. So they've spoken out about how they're very upset about how negative it's become.
Yes, they didn't want any of this. They actually stopped going to the rallies and the memorials and that kind of thing because of the looting and the, you know, the negative impact that was going on. They don't want that. This is not the memory of their son that they want to have. They wanted the peaceful, you know, memorials for their son. They didn't want this negativity and the looting and the destruction of their, you know, their town to happen. And it's broken their hearts for all this to go down. And, you know, it's just adding wounds on top of wound for them.
Yeah.
You know, they already lost their son, and it's just adding agony to them for all this to happen. It's not what they wanted at all. And
it's horrible.
I can't imagine the family, you know, and what they're going through. You know, thankfully they've got good legal defense.
They definitely have a great support team.
Yeah, they've got a lot of people around them to assist them right now. But, you know, it doesn't help the fact that not only have they lost their son, but now they've, you know, pretty much lost their town. That, you know, they live there. They love that town. And it's been shredded to pieces now. And I don't know if it'll ever be back the same as it was. And every night, it's like violence in the streets there right now. And I don't know. It doesn't seem to be getting any easier right now.
Well,
so,
hopefully with military presence, you know, something will be good or be done or to move forward and start the rebuild and start the moving forward process. But, I mean, they need to conclude this matter and definitely as soon as possible because a lot of lives have been affected. And
I understand they're angry. I do understand that. But there's always going to be some people that if you tell them they can't do something, they're going to say, watch me. And, you know, you tell them, if they would have said you have to wear clothes in Ferguson, there would have been naked people running down the street. You know? I mean,
whoa.
That's just what some people just have to buck the system. And
yeah,
that's just,
they're anti whatever. They just jump on the bandwagon if, you know. So it's unfortunate, but
it's just a few rebels that are out there that, you know, have to make it bad for everybody. And, you know, there was peaceful marches. Thursday was beautiful. There was so many people out there. Of every race and creed, and there was beautiful marches out there that, you know, were just asking for justice to be done and get to the bottom of this, find out what happened, and make it right. And then it all went bad again. And it seems like they've got, had one really good day that everybody came together, and then it all just sort of fell apart again, and it's so sad.
Well, hopefully they get to get back to a good place, and hopefully the next time we talk about it, it'll be a peaceful ending. So, but let's get back to Big Brother 16.
Yeah.
And so what happened this week, guys? And let's
start Michelle, you may
with...
want to Suzette. She did call in for just a moment there and was on the switchboard and then hung up. So she may have had her time wrong.
Okay. I will shoot her over text. Anyway, so a lot happened this week. Let's start off, I guess we could say, with, you know, the HOH win, which was Frankie and Derek. How excited were you, Cherry Pie?
I was. You know, the Team America and Derek winning was fun to see. Although, you know, Derek has been kind of running the house anyway. I mean, he hasn't had a moment in that house where he hasn't been running that entire house.
Yeah.
He has, he's got a knack about him that he can get, he can talk to people and get them to see his point of view and to think like him like nobody I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
Literally. He is amazing.
He is. I mean, he's playing a great game, and a lot of people, like, you know, I've been reading, say, oh, I love Derek, but now I don't because he's just like, he's playing the game, people. That's what he's doing, and guess what? It's the numbers are dwindling, and you got to do what you got to do. I mean, everybody in that house is playing their game the way they are playing. I think Derek is playing. I was nervous about this week. I was like, oh, please, if the veto's used, I well, we're going to do spoilers, but if the veto's used, I hope Derek doesn't go up, and obviously...
I was kind of worried about that, too, Michelle, but
yeah.
Thankfully that didn't happen. Another big moment that we always talk about is they got a smaller table.
Smaller table. Oh, my God. I remember when we had a smaller table, and it just makes you, like, bam, even though you're, like, game on, like, that hits you again. Like, it just, like, is the layer that you needed to see that you made it to this point, and now it's like, okay, you made it to this point. This is your goal. What's the next goal that you had? And that would be to make it through the next week. So, and I'm excited the fact that Derek, not, you know, not that he didn't end up becoming the HOH, but he gets to play next week in HOH. So that's good now that he's safe. I'm excited about that. I also want to say shout out to Derek for giving me some nice words on the live feeds. I don't have the live feed, so I just want to say shout out to everybody out there listening, however you're listening, in the chat room, and all you live feeders out there, everybody on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, and all that good stuff. That keep me updated and let me know when I'm being talked about and if it's nice or not. And so I guess they were talking about me and saying how great of a competitor and how Derek wants to make it at least past me. He wants to do better than me. So I think by if he makes it to the following week, then, yeah, he's good. Because I guess you got to compare
Suzette
to
Suzette is
Jerry.
Back, by the way.
Huh?
Suzette is back, by the way.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said Suzette is back on our switchboard, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, then, if, you know, we're going to be talking Big Brother 16, we must see the viewpoint of our fabulous Miss Suzette. I want to know what Canada thinks about this season. And I'm sure she wants to say, hey, boys. So let's bring her fabulousness up.
Let's do this. Here we go. Miss Suzette
hey
Amaya,
guys.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I missed you guys. It's been like the summer's almost over and we're in full swing of Big Brother 16. It's so exciting.
Yay, Suzette, I love you.
Yay.
Thank you for
so
coming on Manic Mondays. We've missed you. And we've
I know,
of
I
course,
missed you guys.
Of course, we want to hear your tagline. The boys want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, boys.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Hello. You guys are my Monday routine. And then, you know, it's been busy and that. And now I'm back. And
yes, you're back. And we're talking Big Brother 16. So we want to know, Miss Suzette, Miss Fabulousness, what are your thoughts right now? What's going on? Who's your favorite? Just tell us everything.
Okay, well, there are some characters that are super entertaining. Like, if I could do DR, like Zach, oh, my God, he's so fun to watch. I love that guy. Donnie, he's a super sweetheart. Like, I've never seen a character like Donnie before. Just super sweet, genuine. I love him. Derek, he's a bit of a mastermind for sure. I think that there's the alliance, that's the big alliance with you know, Cody and Caleb and Christine, like, they're doing really, they're taking out the people left and right, right? And now they're starting to turn on each other. It's starting to get ugly, which is kind of exciting because it was sort of in the beginning kind of boring, you know? I thought that the whole Team America thing was sort of a flop, and I was hoping for some more twists and some more shock value. And that wasn't really happening. But I think that Zach has definitely brought the game to a level where it was fun to watch. And now we'll see what happens next. Frankie is amazing. I love Frankie, too. Whether he is Ariana Grande's sister, brother or not, I think that he's played a pretty good game socially. And we'll see. I don't know. I think that in the end it's going to be hopefully some of those characters like Cody. I was hoping to see more from him. He's kind of a floater, but I think he has a big shot because everyone trusts him, and you know, no one sees him as a threat. So he's kind of floating by right now.
Well, he's doing pretty good floating by, especially with he's got Derek. You know, he's got Caleb, he's got Frankie, he's got Christine. He's doing pretty good. I don't know if he's quite a floater, but he floats around. He makes sure he covers all his bases.
Well, he's not making the big moves, right? And he's not making the big moves. He's not a big character in the DR, which is great for his game. You know, he's playing the best game that he could play. And I think that, you know, Derek's playing a good game, too. Yeah, you know, he got himself in a little bit of hot water and got himself right out of it. So we're going to see, hopefully, a twist. I'd like to see Zach stay in the game. I think
Well, it'd be funny if he gets evicted, right? It'd be funny if he gets evicted, and we all know that there's going to be somebody that comes back. And what I'm thinking is they're going to bring the three back from jury, and then they're going to have how many people right now are in jury? The two?
There's Jakarta.
Three. No, the three.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll bring the three of them, Hayden, Nicole, and Jakarta, and then whoever gets evicted, which should be Zach, and they'll put him on the stage, and then they'll put him into an endurance competition with the rest of the house like they did last year.
Yes. And I like to see people come back in the house who are going to make big moves, you know, people who create drama. I'm a person that loves the entertainment and the twist part of it. Because everyone knows I love Big Brother Australia, Big Brother UK. I think that if you can survive the twist and be entertaining all in the same, that's like the perfect package for me and what I like to see out of Big Brother. And strategically, you know, Derek's the king right now. I think that he's done a really great job. But I like to see some more action. There's not that really big fights except Zach, right? And he's kind of the center of all the drama right now, and the people who created the drama seem to get out right away, and I would like to see someone come in and be more strategic.
Well, I guess, you know, once we see Zach out, and if he stays out, I guess we'll see who starts the drama, because, you know, it's getting close to the end. The numbers of the people in the house, the heads are getting lower and lower, and this is where the fangs need to come out, and this is where you're going to have to draw the line. And it's definitely drawn, you know, in the sand. So I think we're going to see that starting to happen, especially if Zach does come back. But, you know, if they do it in
Nicole,
it'd
be cool because Nicole, she's won some HOHs. That would be cool because if she had a light bulb switch, she'd be like, oh, I get it. It comes in, wins some HOHs, bada-bing, bada-boom, she gets further. That would be pretty cool because, you know, of course we'd like to see some females, like, do really well. Christine is doing really well, you know, as far as her social game and whatnot. So she's had to make those hard decisions. But I think it's kind of a toss-up between Zach and Nicole. I think Nicole would go in and do some damage. Zach would, I'd worry about him. He might go in and go right back out. So we'll see.
Well, I think, like, you know what, that if it's endurance, it's a good, like, maybe Jocasta might not be that good in endurance, but I think Hayden would be good, I think Nicole would be good, and I think Zach would be good. And I think whoever does come back possibly would be safe for the week.
Yeah, I think if Hayden ends up going back in, that's a really strong alliance to break through right now, because the people that are in the house have been working together since the first couple weeks. So I think it'd be really hard for anyone who already doesn't have a somewhat of a built relationship with the people in the house, right? Hayden didn't have as many connections as Nicole did, right? And Zach had more of the connections. So I think it'd be really hard to start gaining trust. You'd have to really rethink the game all over again.
You never know in the Big Brother house, so we both know that.
You never know. That's right. I mean, Hayden's a really good player, too, physically. And
you never know what type
sweetheart.
Of twist will happen. Doesn't mean there ain't going to be maybe a slew of twists at the end. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, diamond vetoes and special vetoes and Pandora's box, which we haven't seen yet. And there was Zingbot. Zingbot showed up, and I am so jelly, you guys, because I didn't see it. If anybody has any of the Zings and wants to let us know, I'd love to hear them. But I am so jelly because Kathy Griffin, I think, was there.
I know. I love her.
I'm obsessed with her.
Michelle, I've been waiting for this topic because I did collect them. I think Cherry might have as well, but it was a POV competition that included the Zingbot, and Kathy Griffin was hosting it, so she got in Kathy Griffin type of zings herself. But as far as the Zingbot goes, the one to Frankie was. Frankie, I can't do a Zingbot impersonation. I wish I could. Frankie, you have a great tan. I'm surprised you get so much sun living in your sister's shadow. Zing!
Oh, that's awesome.
Zing!
Here's the one. And they may have been more than one Zing, but here's the ones that I did get to Zach. You know what's cool about doing the gator chop and being unemployed? Nothing.
Zing, zing,
Donnie's,
zing, zing.
Donnie's is about
Cherry.
He looks like Duck Dynasty, but his social game is like Suck Dynasty.
Oh. Zing.
All right, now the live feeders know about this because Caleb was all about putting on makeup for quite a bit of time. So Zingbot says to Caleb, "Hey Caleb, you wear so much makeup. Your name shouldn't be Beast Mode Cowboy. It should be Beast Mode Cowgirl." Zing.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
That's a good one.
Here's another
so
one
did,
for Zach.
Are these all from Zingbot, or could these some of these be from Kathy Griffin?
Could be.
Okay,
cool.
Here's another one for Zach. What do you call someone who wears pink, cries a lot, and cuddles with men? Zach.
Oh my god.
Victoria's was cool. Victoria's was Victoria, the Zingbot reserves his zings for those who actually play the game. Zing.
No.
Oh my.
That's epic right there. That's epicness.
That's a good one actually, yeah.
Go Zingbot.
And then Cody's and Christine's has caused lasting emotions in the house.
Yeah,
apparently, I don't know the exact thing for Christine. It had something to do about her tattoos, maybe not liking them. but Cody's was, do you have that one, Sherry?
Not the exact verbiage, but it was
I didn't either.
Something always touching and cuddling with Christine.
I heard about that. Oof.
Yes, I heard about that.
But
and they
They actually went in and asked the DR not to air that one.
Mhm.
Well, of course they're going to air it.
Pretty bad.
But they know what they're doing. You know, they know what they're doing. I mean, it's when you're national television. You know. I mean, it gets lonely in the house for sure.
But if you watch Cody, he does that kind of with every girl. It's not like he just does it to her.
Yeah, some people are just touchy-feely kind of people.
Yeah, I mean, you're in that house. It's not like they're doing anything. I mean, it would be on video, as we know, from my season,
yeah.
If you do anything.
They are very, very cuddly and touchy, though. I mean, Christine's husband
has said things
on Twitter. You know, that he's
not too happy
about it. But
well, look at Big Brother Canada Season 2. You had Netta and John. They're pretty touchy-feely, and they end up dating. Even when my
still
season,
together?
Some of the... Yes, they're still together, apparently.
Wow.
Yep.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that, you know, in the house with the emotions and... I mean, I wish I had a cuddle buddy, but for me... On a moral basis, I knew my family was watching. And when you're on the show and you're married, you do know your spouse and your children, your family, or whoever is watching too, right? So,
I don't think she's doing anything wrong.
Just...
Like, she's never kissed him or anything like that. Like, he rubs her head like a little puppy. It's a little bit weird, yes, but she's not doing anything physically wrong with that. She's not even the one that's, well, maybe, does she rub his head? Like, he has two, so specify. No, I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
No, but, you know, it's like you're in that house. You know, that's your family, you know. And I don't think she is going to leave the house and, you know, not be with her husband. I think she loves her husband a lot. I'm not too crazy about her game. She's the only woman left in the house. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, this sucks. You know, because being a woman,
well,
you don't want to see that.
Well, maybe she's smarter than we think, though, too. Some people, they know what they got to, like, you know, you got to do to keep the party started, right, or going. And maybe those hanging out is sort of, we can't read her mind, but it's building bonds, right?
Well, she has to. She has
keep
nothing
her in
else
the house.
Right now. And you know what?
She's
you know,
to fight
Cody's,
for her.
Yeah, if Cody's, you know, putting her, you know, or rubbing her down, he's probably, you know, one of the people that I would say is going to probably stay for at least a few more weeks. And for her, it helps her game out. So, but it's unfortunate what's going on, you know, and it's like one of those things that, you know, we all go out of the house and there's some kind of crazy thing that somebody blows up and makes a big deal about. And, you know, you have to, like, justify yourself and stuff. And, you know, it is what it is.
You know,
Big Brother.
When I was in the house, we had an alcohol one night, and we played Spin the Bottle. And people were outraged, like, why is Suzette playing Spin the Bottle when she's married? It's Spin the Bottle. We're having a few. It's not a big deal. So some people, they have, you know, and also I'm very flirty with guys. I'm not acting on them or anything like that. But people have different levels of tolerance within their relationship too. And sometimes, you know, when people see me on vacations or doing this and that, I'm hanging out with a bunch of guys, my husband's okay with it. And so we don't know what their relationship's like. Maybe he's reacting because the public's reacting, or we don't know, right?
Well, of course, I'm sure that the public has been a large part of, you know, his doubts. And I'm sure he, you know, is pissed off. But at the same time, I'm sure he understands that she's there to play a game. It's like, okay, so Suzette, if you didn't play Spin the Bottle, you become an outcast and nobody wants to, you know, you become a target.
Exactly.
Because you did that. You can't do anything like that in the Big Brother house, because what people don't understand is you don't want anything to target you. You don't want to cause a rift and then them be able to have a reason to put you up. You know, like, oh, you didn't want to play spin the bottle. A lot of people didn't want to, but they did anyway. So you didn't want to, so you're not going to be part of the team, so you're going to go in the block. You know, and I would think it would be the other way around if that person was, you know, there to be fighting for their family. You know, you don't have to, you know, you can give a peck on the cheek or a peck on the lips. That doesn't mean you're cheating. You know, it really depends on your background. But I think an innocent game of everybody playing and you're in a house with people that you don't know, I think it's, and you're on TV, you have to have an entertainment value, of course. You know?
I think that when you're on the show, it gives you different standards, too, of life. Like, I remember when I thought, oh, if I go on Big Brother, I talked it over with my husband. Like, if I go on the show, like, I love my family and that, but when you enter into the world of Big Brother, there are our own set of rules and no rules kind of thing, you know what I mean? And the things that we do, we're aware of them, but we forget them, and it's a whole new world. If you get tied to your life outside, it's hard to focus on the game. And sometimes that happened to me where I'm thinking about my family, where I should be focusing on the game. And so I think that sometimes people don't know what that environment is like unless they live in that environment, and it's a very abstract world compared to the real world.
Absolutely, And go ahead, Paul.
No, I didn't know. I feel like we've probably covered this topic well enough, but I wanted to talk a bit about Big Brother episodes. What an epic fail. 2 weeks in a row of trying to throw the battle of a block. We know what happened with Caleb and Frankie, but how hilarious was it when Christine was in the black box trying to give bones to the other guys and trying to throw that, and how awesome was Donnie?
Yeah, obviously Donnie is
king.
The king, right?
Yeah.
he's the king.
Oh, my God. I mean, when throughout the whole game, He's very intellectual, and he's very strategic, and I think that just everything about Donnie is amazing. I love him.
I think it proves that slow and steady wins the race. People want to go on 5,000 millimeters per second or whatever, miles per hour, whatever you want to call it, you know, and if you just go slow, because, you know, with that veto, if you got a bone that didn't fit, it didn't matter what you found. It seemed like Donnie was finding all the right bones, and we saw Christine handing off bones, which, you know, it was one of those things. Good thing it wasn't Donnie she was handing it to. You know, when it's pure dark like that, something bad could happen. But, you know, Donnie knew. He wasn't stupid. When he started feeling them, and he's like, wait a minute, I know I got four. How come there's none here? You know, I don't know. I like that competition. That competition was cool.
Yeah,
I do too. So they kind of threw their initial plans, and Donnie and Christine became safe for the week. And obviously, we're doing spoilers here, Suzette. I hope you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm sure Suzette knows the spoilers.
Okay. And that in the subsequent POV at a Zingbot or whatever POV that we talked about, Frankie was able to win that power veto. And from what I gather, he initially was thinking about pulling down Caleb and putting up Victoria to go out, but somehow that changed. And I haven't been watching as much feeds, but I'm kind of guessing that maybe Derek was able to influence him to put Zach up instead. So
there was a lot going on, actually. I think that they had initially said that it's a possibility that Zach went up, but there was this America's player, America's team challenge, and it was to hide people's clothing or personal items. And so they did. From what I gather, people realized that their stuff was, you know, missing. Then there was a moment where Zach actually decided to steal, I believe it's the cue ball or the eight ball. from the pool table, and people saw him, witnessed him going to the bathroom with an object in his pants. I went and followed him to the bathroom, and as he was in the bathroom, decided that they were going to open up the bathroom door and catch him in the act. And they caught him in two acts. They caught him peeing or pooping, and they emptied out the wastebasket that was in the toilet area and found the missing pool table ball.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cherry, can you elaborate more about that?
Yeah, they, one of them, I forget now if it was Caleb or Cody that saw him put it in his pocket, watched him walk into the bathroom. They both went into the bathroom, and they said he actually put it down a little bit into the wastebasket, and they found it in the trash can. And, you know, he actually thought, you know, Zach likes to pull pranks. He thought it was funny that all the stuff was coming up missing, and he was just being Zach playing around. He didn't realize what a big mistake it was going to make for him to play along with this thing that was going on in the house, and it was a fatal error.
Well, they actually think he is a saboteur. They think he's a saboteur.
Yeah.
They've actually gone back and said that when he told Devin to nominate him to be put on the block, when Devin was HOH, that was a mission of his. And another mission of his was to get himself off the block, and that's what he did. And how he always has these talks, and he was always making these scenes, and he's always doing this. And the thing is that he does all that, and he's not. We obviously know what's going on, but from it being in the house, and as I, you know, had the same dealings with thinking somebody was America's Player, which I was right, you know, and everybody thought it was crazy, but they think he's a saboteur, and they don't even realize there's three saboteurs, and Zach's not one of them. He's just fucking crazy, and he's entertaining.
Yeah. He just makes himself more of a target by just being himself.
Yeah, he definitely shot himself in the foot, and he knows it. And if you guys all saw After Dark yesterday, or if you saw the live feed, he actually says to Frankie, you know, I had said it before all this happened, that if you didn't put me up, you know, that'd be a stupid move on your part. Like, why would you want to waste your HOH on Victoria? You want to waste it on a good player. Like, he tried turning it around like he's a good player. It's, you know, he would be dumb not to put him up. And he also states that he may cause ruckus in the house. He may steal more items and hide them. But he's not the saboteur, and he may beat some pots and pans in the mid-early
night. I just
have
to say something. Mike, if you're still listening, please call back in. We had a caller that's been listening for quite some time, and I've been waiting for a chance to bring him up. He's been waiting for so long, and he just hung up. Mike, if you're still listening, please call back in. I just wanted to give you and Suzette some time to talk before I started bringing up callers.
Dial that number.
Mike, if you're still listening, call back in, please.
Yes, Mike, please.
It seems like Zach is sort of playing a game that's like a ripoff of Dr. Will, a little bit of Evil Dick. And of course some of his own character too, but he's doing it all in the wrong way.
I think he's like a Dan and a Brian Hart for my season, and he actually also talks about the fact that he wrote Dan Geesling for my season, and from season 14, what kind of strategy to play, and that he wrote back that at the end of the day, just remember it's a game. I thought that was interesting.
We had, on Thursday, we had Zach's mom on and gave us a lot of good insight into who he is. And basically, and you correct me, Cherry, he's just, that is really who he is. He just likes to make people laugh. He gets bored, and, you know, I don't know what strategy it is, but his mom has been watching since season one and actually had her kids watch.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
Along with her. But basically, Cherry, wasn't the gist of it that he kind of gets bored?
Yes, he does get very bored. He's actually very, very smart, and he likes to be mentally challenged. He wants to have a good mental challenge a lot. And she said there's just nothing really challenging him in that house. So he sort of gets creative when he's not challenged, and that's when he might, you know, pull something, you know, like taking the cue ball or, you know, doing something silly like that, you know, is when he's just bored out of his mind. And, you know, when he made that speech at the, what was it?
The
roses are red, violets are blue.
Yes, his poem.
It was at the eviction.
Yeah, the nomination.
That was eviction ceremony because that was a speech.
Yeah.
I think he is like that. I mean, looking at him, you can tell that that's him. I don't think he's playing a part. I think that that's him. I think that it could have gone either way in that house, and the way that the house kind of crumbled at certain points, he just got kind of put into this kind of like cusp where he was expendable, but he was also usable. And then the more times he was doing crazy things, they could use him. And now he's expendable to them.
Yeah.
He did the crazy things that they wanted and they're done with him. And at this point, you know, his shenanigans are not going to get him far. You know, especially the fact that if he starts pulling some stuff, you know, there might be people that keep him. You know, you never know. I hope that Cody stays. That's what's my choice.
I hope
my opinion.
Too.
I think
he's really entertaining, and he's smarter than people think. But he's probably already labeled as a loose cannon, and that makes for a big risk for the rest of them.
And I think it would be great to have him come back, you know, and back into the house for a competition, because you know he's going to talk junk, even if he, you know, while that competition is going on, he's going to be like, oh, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get you, and da-da-da-da, all this stuff. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm excited to have somebody come back and see the drama that ensues with that. I mean.
So let's ask that question around the switchboard and in our chat room. Who does everybody want to see come back of the people who are out of the house right now, and we all believe Zach's probably going out?
Well, we can say Zach or Cody, if you think Cody's, because I'm sure there's people out there that think Cody's going to go. So I guess you have five people to choose from, right, Cherry? Yeah.
So who would you like to see come back in the game?
I'll answer first. I still would love to see Hayden come back. I think my second choice would be Zach.
All right, Miss Suzette, who would you like to see come back?
I would like to see Zach, and then I'd also like to see my second choice is Nicole. I like to see her go in, win comps, and take them all out.
Yeah, you know, they say that if she goes in there, out of everybody, she's got the probability of flipping that house. But I think at this point, I think all of them would probably fit the house. Cherry, what's your thoughts?
My first choice is Zach, and my second choice is, I'm going to have to say Nicole.
And you know what I love
is
that I said one choice, and a lot of you guys gave two choices, and I'm going to give two choices too. So it's hard to narrow it down to one. I'm going to say Zach, just because I think he's going to go ballistics, and I would like to see Hayden.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And you did challenge our chat room, so I want to acknowledge that. Thomas Face Ones said, Nicole, Chi-Town
okay.
Joe is all about Zach. JTV, Jason says, Hayden. And Jason brought up something. If Nicole got a week's of safety, she'd be dangerous. And we don't know if they'll get that. And Face Ones just said his two choices would be Nicole and Nicole.
Okay.
Awesome.
And you know what? I think even if Chikasa went up in the ass, she would rip it up. And, you know, we're just assuming all this, you guys. We're just coming up with our own scenarios of what we think is going to happen. So don't put all your money, you know, on it.
Oh,
you
and
have
another
no
thing,
idea.
It sounds like this is the last week for the dual HOH.
I'm
Yay.
Hoping that that happens because
Yay.
I'm thinking it's ready to be one HOH and that's it.
Yes.
We're
over it.
Already announced.
They only have enough people. They can't continue it. There's no way.
Yeah,
I know.
Oftentimes, Cherry, we're coming on the air at the end of the Thursday night show, so we don't hear all of Julie's announcements, but she did say that this next week we'll start a single HOH.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
And I hope they bring back the key wheel. I missed the key wheel.
I want the key wheel back.
Too. It takes away the anticipation.
Yeah.
I want the key wheel back. I mean, you know, there was no problems with the, I understood because it was two HOHs and stuff, but I love the wheel. And I know a lot of fans and past Big Brother alumni were very disappointed about the wheel. So let's bring the wheel back.
Yeah, I agree. Or do a Canadian version.
Well, it's going to be a mini version. They have to set the table. But I'll tell you, that wheel is heavy, you guys. That wheel is very, very heavy. It was hard to carry. But you have to memorize, like, all these lines, and you're, like, sweating, and you have to carry this thing. You're thinking, like, oh, my God, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? And you're just, like, losing it. So grabbing that wheel was kind of like grabbing your security blanket. And then once you put it down, it falls to the walls. I like the way that they showed Frankie coming out and everything. I like the fact that, well, I shouldn't say coming out that his sister is on the ground there. That's a little weird. But that is funny because they did ask him, are you gay? And he's like, yeah. But I like the fact that they finally had pictures of Ariana. Yay.
Speaking of funny moments on the episodes, I did see it on TV, but 2 weeks or two episodes in a row, it's just hilarious to me when Cody is lying there in the rock room sleeping, and he hits himself in the face, and he wakes up and looks, who just hit me?
Oh, my God, that's so
that's
funny.
Hilarious.
He's like pulling a Three Stooges on himself.
He is a cutie patootie.
And I think
hanging out with him at Reality Rally.
Yes. Miss Suzette, are you going to the finale by any chance or any of the parquet?
I want to know what the details. I'd love to go. I've been, you know what, I've been chatting a lot with Devin lately. Him and I keep
nice.
In contact. Yeah, so I said, well, I'd love to come out there. Danielle,
Devin is awesome. He was on our show a few weeks ago. He is like,
oh my God.
He's a great speaker. Like, he definitely should get into, like, motivational speaking and stuff because he has a great voice with his words
he
and stuff. Oh, my gosh.
He has a lot going on right now. Lots of big dreams are going to be happening for him. So he's got a lot of good things going on. But all summer I've been on tour, like, traveling and having a summer vacation with Danielle from Big Brother, my season. And then we're thinking we want to come down there for the finale, but
well,
we don't know
at
all
the finale,
details.
So
hello.
And then we're going to Vegas.
I know. I'll do the Vegas thing for sure. That's what I want to go come down to you guys.
Well, I hope you make it down to the actual LA finale because it'll be my first time since my finale in 2008.
Are they letting you guys go to the actual finale?
I don't think, like, I'm actually going to go to the finale because, you know, it's pretty reserved with the families and stuff. I'm going to probably be in the family room with the other alumni and the families of, you know, the past house guests and everything, so.
Yeah, so what do they do about all that stuff? Like, I'm curious.
What'd you say?
Like, what happens at the finale for alumni?
Listen, what happens at the finale stays at the finale. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Look at everybody's just sitting there like, eating popcorn right now, like, what are they going to say? No, I actually don't have any idea. I'm going to actually stay with Lawan when I get up there. It's going to be like the 21st or 22nd. And then the finale is the 24th.
I'm going
to stay there for a couple of days. I'm sorry, what was that?
In September?
Yes. And then we'll be in L.A. for a couple of days doing a couple finale parties, and then we'll be going to Vegas with Mama Moosey as our El Capitan. And we will be going and see, and we will be partying up in Vegas. We're bringing the Vegas bash back. New style, though.
Oh, my God, I've got to go. Yeah, for sure.
You definitely have to go. You for sure do. Hey, I wanted to ask you something. So who right now, I know this is going to be, who would you marry, who would you shag, who would you kill on Big Brother 16? It could be guy or girl.
Me?
We'll make a unisex.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, who would I marry?
Yes.
Oh, God. I think, okay. Okay, I'd marry...
out of all of the Big Brother 16, not just the people in the house, everybody.
Of the whole like Big Brother family?
No, Big Brother 16.
Okay, who would I marry? I'd marry Devin. I'd shag Cody. And what was the other one?
And who would you kill?
They're all so pleasant. I don't. There's no one that irks me or irritates me.
Okay, not kill, but put them in the corner.
Oh, okay, Victoria.
Okay.
If we're talking
that
about,
was easy. That didn't hurt too much.
Nothing negative towards her whatsoever. I just think that
It's just a game, babe. It's
okay.
Yeah,
there you go. So those are my final answers.
All right. So how about this? To make it easy on you, how about I say who I would shag, who I'd marry, who I'd kill?
Okay. Oh, I forgot what Caleb you thought. By the way, I would just like to say to Robin, she's picked some pretty hot guys this season.
Yes. Good job, Robin. I would marry, I'll marry Devin too. Screw it.
Oh, I love him.
I would shag Cody.
Yep.
And I would kill Victoria because I'm the real princess. So I'm going with
yours. There you go.
And I'm just curious. I'm going to go around and we're going to talk to the co-hosts. I want to see what they would say. I'm going to start off with Paul. Paul, who would you marry, who would you shag, who would you kill?
Paul?
He's off.
Paul, no, not enough time to think about it. You got to come up right now. No silent time.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I heard you, but I was making some coffee in the other room.
So who would you shag, marry, and kill, coffee maker?
I really don't want to play this game. I feel uncomfortable when I watch this game.
Oh, my God. It is so innocent. It's an innocent game. Cherry, go for it, girl. I mean, come on.
Did you say go for it, girl, when you talked? Okay.
Well, I said Cherry because I thought
I eliminated you.
I eliminated you. You've been eliminated. You've been evicted from this competition.
I thought you were calling me a girl.
No, I said, Cherry, you go, girl.
Right,
it's your turn because obviously Paul doesn't want
to
play.
Michelle,
yes,
let me talk. I'll do it.
Oh,
Nicole.
Yay!
Nicole, yay. Amber, Caleb.
You don't have to say what you want to do. All right, perfect. Miss Cherry Pie.
Okay, now what are the three? It's
who would marry, shag, kill. Who would you marry?
Okay.
Who would you shag? Who would you kill? This is just a game. We're not killing anybody.
I would
shaggy when I'm
marry
home.
Cody. I would.
Ooh. Yay.
Shag Zach, and I would kill Caleb.
Nice.
Oh, my.
Yay. See, that was fun. And I know everybody out there is probably playing that right now. So if you guys want to play, put it up in the chat. It's an innocent game, like I said. We're not going to kill anybody, you know.
No
killing. Gonna marry. No killing. We might marry in Vegas. That's a different story.
We might
shag. And shag, but that's needless to say. But okay, great. Yay. Well, Miss Suzette, I love
yes.
you, and we're so glad that you came back.
I know,
and
I love you too. I'm super excited.
For giving us.
I've got to plan this. Keep me posted on the Vegas thing. I don't know if I'll go
yes.
to Cali, but definitely gonna come to Vegas. It's a lot easier and all that stuff. So.
All right, mm-hmm. honey. Well, I'll definitely keep you updated, and we missed you. And thank you so much for coming back on Manic Mondays, Miss Suzette.
I love you guys. Hi.
Love you both.
Keep in touch with me. I love you. Have a great night, guys.
Love you, Suzette. So good hearing you again.
Goodbye, boys.
Goodbye, boys. Well, that was great. I don't know what happened to JoJo. I know she had actually texted me earlier and said she was calling in, so hopefully everything is okay with Miss JoJo. I'm sure she'll make it up to us because she has something she wanted to talk about. Anyway, so we have a interesting next couple of days. Well, it's going to actually be quiet until the veto competition, which already happened today, and we all know that Zach's up. We'll see if
We do get to look forward to, even though we know what happens, we didn't get to see on the feeds Zingbot or Kathy Griffin. And I am so,
oh my God.
I know you love her, don't you, Cherry?
Oh, I'm a huge Kathy Griffin fan.
Huge. She's amazing.
I've always been into stand-up comics, and since I was real young, I don't know, I've had an obsession with them since I was very young. And Kathy Griffin has been all-time favorite for many, many years. I absolutely adore her.
So, Cherry, are you watching Last Comic Standing?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Oh, good. I'm watching it. I didn't know. I'm watching it, too. Of course I am. I love Last Comic Standing. I love Roseanne, Keenan Ivory Wayans. They're going to be going down to the finals in the next couple of weeks.
I know. I know.
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
We'll have to talk about that. Yeah. And, Michelle, you're going to have to get prepared because Paul is getting prepared as well. Utopia is getting ready to get geared up. And late this month, live feeds begin.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We're going to be seclusioned again?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have like 3.5-4 weeks left of Big Brother when these feeds come on for Utopia. They, on their website, they're going to start them, let's see, it would be 3 a.m. Eastern time on the 29th of August, 2 a.m.
Oh,
Central
boy.
Time. And they say it's going to be 24/7 feeds. They are announcing it's free to get two cameras, but there is as yet unknown a premium package that you will get four cameras plus control over a fifth one, like panning and zooming a camera. And, yeah, it's not that far away, 10 more days.
Whoa. I don't know if these people can handle it, but I'm sure I'm glad that I have everybody out there that tells me what's going on, because I don't think I can watch the Utopia feeds either because it's just too much. I mean, come on. But this would be exciting. I'm curious to see how well Utopia does. And like Paul said, that's August 29th, you guys, not September, August. So that is coming right up.
And thanks to Chi-Town Joe, I don't know where he saw this, but he has been following it religiously and on Facebook. The premium package is, I'm just going to say $5 a month. It's $4.99, but $5 a month to get the extra stuff.
Which is not bad. Do you know how long it's going to go on for? Do they give you any kind of synopsis about it?
A year.
A year? Goodness.
Yep.
Goodness.
One
that's
year.
What
okay,
they're
well.
Saying. A full year.
That's going to be
crazy.
Can
you imagine a reality show for a full year, Michelle?
No. I feel the pain. I'm, yeah. No, that's horrible.
Oh, my gosh. I just looked up, and Anderson Cooper is in Ferguson.
Wow. Terry, why not
Anderson
go give him an interview on Manic Mondays right now? Go find him.
Oh, my gosh. I want to run over to Ferguson right now.
Terry, no. No.
I want to see Anderson Cooper.
All right, well, do
oh
it
my
during
God,
the daytime.
I love him.
I love
do
him,
it during
too.
The
go,
daytime.
Run, Terry. Terry, run. Don't listen to Paul.
I want to go get, I want to hug his neck. I love Anderson Cooper.
Oh, I want to hug his neck, too. Move over.
He doesn't play
for... Oh, my
for,
God. Do
your...
you not remember he did the first mold?
Anderson Cooper?
Yes.
Yeah, before
Shut
he got
up.
On.
He did.
The
you
first
know, he
mole
for...
ever.
Yes, he was
Terry,
the host
Terry,
of the first
do...
mole.
Oh, he
Terry,
was the host,
do...
okay.
Terry, you do know that he plays for the other team, right?
I know, but I'll still hug him. I love him. It's
okay.
Okay,
just check. No, I...
She
I
wants to shag
her.
Mary and hug him, okay? He's going to get it no matter what.
Oh, dear Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, just...
I didn't
just,
say I wanted to do anything else. I just wanted to hug him.
I know. I'm cheating. It's what Manic Monday does to me. I'm sorry.
We get crazy
Y'all
here, girl.
Bad. Y'all
yeah, we
are
get
bad.
Cray-cray. Yeah, that's our motto. Cray-cray.
I just
want to
hug somebody. And y'all go places I wasn't even thinking.
Jerry,
yeah, right.
If he's there now, he probably will be there tomorrow. You could go during the daylight.
I'm sorry. Yeah, bless me.
Cooper's right here. Oh, my gosh.
Bless you. Gesundheit.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. I think Anderson Cooper heard that. Anderson Cooper.
Sean,
I want
to go
right
see
now.
Anderson
Cherry's
Cooper.
On the phone, and she really, really wants to give you a neck a hug. And if you're willing to give up your neck, we are willing to have you get hugged by her. So, Anderson, we know you're listening. Please dial in 347-237-5506 and give us your coordinates. And Cherry will be right there.
Oh, I want to go see Anderson Cooper.
I'm expecting a call any minute now. Fando, switch that switchboard.
I can tell you he's not listening to us. He's interviewing somebody right now. Actually, I
you never know.
Know.
Cherry, be positive.
Well, you have the news on, Cherry. I've got the Little League on, and in case you didn't hear already, Chicago hit a solo home run in the top of the first.
No!
Cumberland is... Cumberland is the home team, and we're now getting clips of every player prior to them coming to bat. So it's just started.
Yay! I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm ready for them to have a great game, and it's exciting for them. So go Chicago and go Cumberland. Cumbie. Yeah.
Cumbie.
Cumbie, yeah. Well, we are going to be embarked for another crazy week for Big Brother. You guys will be able to see Sunday night, the Vita ceremony. No, actually, the Battle of the Block. No. Yeah, the Vita
no
ceremony.
More.
And then who gets you know, put a block in the veto. And then we will see Thursday night's eviction. And probably it's going to be Zach, but you guys know lots of time in the house. If Zach acts like crazy enough, he might just stay safe. So we will see what happens with that and who leaves. And then if somebody does come back, and we will just next Monday, and our special guest will be, are you ready for this? Ready for this?
I am.
Trey and Paul don't even know.
I know who it is.
Monica.
I know who it is.
Monica.
Yay.
Oh, my
Monica.
God. Big Brother, royal
the queen of Big Brother.
So can you get some, like, royal music or something? Like, something like royal. Paul, that's
right.
Your project.
Along
with everything else that you're doing.
I will see what I can find.
All right, excellent. So stay tuned for that. Obviously, we will be discussing a lot because the week is going to be packed filled with action as we get down in the numbers and we get close to that finale. By next Monday, it will be less than a month away, people. And it will be closer to Utopia. Yay. So, everybody, we'll find out what happened with JoJo. She might have gotten lost. I know JoJo sometimes fetch me late, so I will scold her, I will spank her, and then she will come back on. So thank everybody for...
Michelle, real quickly, I just want to, instead of typing, Night Owl says BBUK has started. I just don't have the time.
Yeah, we don't have the time. If you want to give us updates, we have too much on our plate. We're overwhelmed as it is of excitement and just pure craziness that we're feeling a little Zach Attack-like. We'll be honest, we want to hide a cue ball or maybe an eight ball up our nose, but that's not even what we're trying to talk about.
Just
kidding.
Night Owl says it's a celebrity edition and Gary Busey is on it. Why did she tell me that? Oh, no.
Okay, so we'll have to suffer and watch it because if Gary Busey's on it, well, I'm there.
Oh, my God.
Imagine
he
who else
so
is
funny.
There. Oh, my God. He is like, he doesn't even have to try. It's not only like he, like, tries. It's just him. He's crazy.
He is hysterical.
And you know what? It depends on who's in the house. He either matches up good with you or he doesn't. So,
oh, my gosh.
I
we're down to 90 seconds.
Okay,
I didn't see the time.
Go ahead, Terry.
I didn't see the time clicking down. So I don't know if I can even expand this right now. I'm trying, but I don't know if it's going to work. I want to ask everybody to bear with me. I tried to extend, but I do want to remind everybody to – join us again on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for the Big Brother 16 Roundtable Show with Michael Cowboy Ellis. I'm not sure who his guest is, but I know we'll have somebody that Michael is bringing on that will be awesome. And then back again here on Mondays for the Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10 and Monica. I can't wait to have Monica. She is, as Paul said, Big Brother royalty. And with Michelle, that's going to be a great show. So make sure you're back here at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, Monday for that show. We're going to wrap this one up tonight and wish everybody a great week. Michelle, thank you so much for another great show here on Mondays. It wouldn't be a wonderful Monday if we didn't have Manic Mondays. You always make
Well, Terry, thanks for having me. I'm like the annoying friend that comes over that never leaves. Now you're stuck with me.
Yeah, annoying by any means.
Yay.
Gladly.
I think you want to marry Shag and kill me all in one.
I would never.
I would.
I'm gonna smack you.
I'm glad you played the game, guys. Great fun tonight. Thanks again, guys, and we'll see you next week. Right, Cherry and Plum? See ya.
Absolutely.
We always want to be ya. Ciao.
I'm going to close it up with Ron, as I always do. Everybody have a great week. Take care, and God bless. Here's Ron to take it away.
So thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality, people, that, you know, I do this for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight, and I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone.
I'm going to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. Take care, all. That's a wrap. Say goodnight, Pa.
Good night.
Good night.